Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum, and across from me at mic number two...
It's actually mic number one, David, but it's Rob. Hi.
And why don't I get mic number one?
Because you're, you know, this is what would Rob do. If it was what would Dave do, you'd be next number one.
All right, what's the topic?
Well, before we get into the topic, I'd just like to say it's very nice to see you today. And I just want to tell you, you have a very nice shirt on and nice slacks.
Did you do something wrong, Rob?
No, but I'm kind of introducing today's topic, which is greetings, you know?
Okay.
And how to properly address people when you see them. There's so many ways when you see someone in person to say hello that you want to make sure you have your greetings correct.
All right. What do you recommend?
Well, I have my opinions on this, but I also thought it would be good to call an expert. So I dialed up Leslie Alderman. She's the deputy editor of Real Simple magazine. And are you familiar with
it? I know Real Simple. Yeah, we have a copy at home.
Yeah, my wife gets it. And yeah. I wound up reading it. And then I'm like, oh, there's some good stuff in here.
But I've seen it.
Well, she leaves it in the bathroom. So I guess, you know, that's why I kind of read it. But anyway, Leslie says,
the two most important things to think about when you're greeting someone is making eye contact and giving them a big smile. I mean, that just counts for probably 90%.
So it's a real quick, nonverbal, I recognize you, and the sight of your face is pleasing to me. And an important note here, David, is that you don't want to forego step one, because sometimes if you start smiling or waving at someone without getting that eye contact, maybe someone else thinks, wait, is this for me? So you want to make sure you lock in. You know, you got to lock in and then do the smile. Because I've actually been on the receiving end of that where I thought someone was waving at me and then I wave back at them and then there's someone behind me and they're like, oh, hey, what's going on? And then you feel like an idiot because you're waving at someone who's not waving at you.
That happened to me and I feel bad for like 2 weeks afterwards.
I know, it's really traumatizing. But you know what I do then?
What do you do?
I pick like an imaginary person like, you know, hey, Mike or something like that. And then I pretend like, hey, I'm not really waving at you. I'm waving at someone else. And then I just start running off in another direction. So it's good.
All right, eye contact and smiling. I have to say, I feel good when I do that. I feel like I'm doing it right. But I was actually just in Japan where actually if you greet someone properly, it's a 4-hour thing. You have to make tea and all this stuff.
I know. There's some people out there where you definitely need to show some extra affection towards.
I don't hug my mailman, but, you know, maybe certain people do.
You know, the mailman, for instance, he's a person, or she, who needs to be treated with a little bit of extra care. Anyone who's delivering stuff to you, you want to be maybe on the first name basis with, giving them hellos, you know. Anytime you can greet with like maybe a hug or a kiss on the cheek, now you're stepping it up a notch.
Who do you hug?
Well, you know, I hug my mom. Hug my wife, my sister, you know.
I've hugged our vice president of news.
Oh, really?
Jay Kernis, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you can hug him. You can do it.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. Maybe I'll just whip out the hug. You know, that's another way. You mean
kiss on the cheek is a little. Yeah, maybe you gotta see what kind of mood he's in. But
maybe you want to say, "Hey, this relationship, I'm gonna throw out a hug and see what the response you can get." And it's a little risky, but if you establish a hug relationship, now you got Jay Kernis in your back pocket. That's a good maneuver there.
But what do you do when someone is like too touchy feely with you?
And that's a great point, David. And I discussed this one with Leslie from Real Simple.
You can use body language to send a signal of, I don't really want to be this friendly with you. And then you can often avert a confrontation.
Would you, you know, pull like a dead arms, like they hug you, you don't hug back?
I don't know if you have to go that far, but maybe you could, rather than hug back, you just give a pat instead of a real hug.
Yeah, you don't have to give like a real hug or anything like that. But like you say, you know, show with your body, hey, I'm not digging this. This is a little bit too close here. And of course, you know, like we were saying, when you're in Japan, in other countries, there's other rules to the whole greeting thing.
How about the people who it's like they've spent a lot of time in France or they are French, and so you're doing double kissing. And then there's even triple kissing.
Right, with the triple kiss, I guess you have to figure out, you know, which side first. But you think it's always right side? It's a right-left-right maneuver?
I think it's usually right-left-right. But that's, you know, I'm right-handed. Maybe lefties think differently.
And, Dave, I actually am left-handed, and I will attest, we do think differently. So sometimes I go left-right-left, and then I throw in a grab, you know.
Maybe throw in a grab?
Or, you know, like a little tushy pinch or something like that.
I'll make sure I go to the opposite side.
You could
first.
Do that if you're a lefty. I mean, we can get away with that. But, you know.
You know, the problem I have with greeting is that, like, especially at work, if you say hi to everybody, you never actually get anything done. There's so much chit-chat. There's everybody say hi, and then you have some sort of – it's tiring. The banter is really tiring.
It is. It can get really annoying. I mean,
as much as I love my colleagues.
There's some great people here at NPR, but you don't have to do that. You always have the excuse, I'm in a hurry.
Hey, Rob. Hey, good to see you. Gosh, I'm just in a rush. I'm on a way to a meeting. You know, talk to you later.
All right. Speaking of wasting time, I got to go.
You got to go?
Yeah. Sorry. It's been fun. Bye.
Wait. But before you go, David, can I just get a hug?
Give me a hug.
Okay.
You're warm.
I am warm. I'm warm, but I'm a good hugger.
All right, that'll do. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.